Chicago mayor blames Texas for Joe Biden's border crisis failures after migrant child dies. By Warner Todd Houston on December 19, 2023. Chicago's self-professed progressive mayor Brandon Johnson, D., went on a tirade Monday, blaming the state of Texas and Governor Greg Abbott, R., for President Joe Biden's disastrous border crisis and accused Abbott of attacking America. On December 18, Johnson held a press conference to respond to the death of a migrant child who became sick in one of his migrant shelters and then died at a local hospital. City officials said that 5-year-old Jean Carlos Martinez Rivero said he was not feeling well on Sunday in a shelter on the 2200 block of South Halstead. The boy was then taken to Comer Children's Hospital by ambulance, where he died that day, MacTV reported. City officials are investigating the death and did not report a cause of death for the child. But in his remarks on the incident, Johnson railed at Abbott and was horrified that migrants were coming to Chicago already sick. At every single site throughout the city of Chicago, we provide on-site medical care, the mayor boasted during his press conference. This free medical care, costing the city millions of dollars, has been one of the bones of contention between the progressive mayor and Black community members, many of whom feel that the city is giving all these freebies to illegals who broke laws to come to America while members of the Black community lose resources and go wanting. Johnson added that Cook County is also kicking in cash for free medical care for the more than 20,000 illegal border crossers that have flooded the Windy City. But the mayor tried to redirect ire at his administration by blaming Texas for his woes. "I want you to hear me good," Johnson lectured, "they're showing up sick. Do you hear me? They're showing up sick. This is, of course, the failure of Joe Biden's border crisis. Migrants are being allowed to freely disseminate all across the country regardless of whether they are sick, infected with diseases and vermin, or healthy because Joe Biden has completely lost control of who is crossing the border. In the past, immigration laws were set up to stop sick migrants from entering the country. Everyone remembers the scenes at Ellis Island where U.S. officials evaluated the health of migrants who landed there. But those rules have been thrown out the door thanks to Biden's failure to protect the nation." Similarly, ignoring the fact that immigration is a federal issue and the influx of migrants into Chicago is Joe Biden's responsibility, Johnson then went on a wild rant blaming Abbott for Chicago's ills. "The issue is not just how we respond in the city of Chicago. It's the fact that we have a governor, an elected official, in the state of Texas that is placing families on buses without shoes. Cold, wet, tired, hungry, afraid, traumatized, and then they come to the city of Chicago where we have homelessness. We have mental health clinics that have been shut down and closed. You have people that are seeking employment. The governor of Texas needs to take a look in the mirror of the chaos he is causing for this country," Johnson accused. "This is not just a Chicago dynamic. He is attacking our country. The sensibility and civility of our country, he is undermining that." Johnson has often said that he is unhappy with the tidal wave of illegals washing ashore in Chicago. But he also ran for office, constantly affirming that Chicago is a sanctuary city and that he would continue to shift millions of tax dollars to provide free housing, food, education, healthcare, clothing, and legal assistance to migrants. But even as Johnson feels he should not be dealing with these border crossers, he seems to assume that Texas is somehow obligated to care for the millions of illegals that Biden has invited to crash America's borders. In the end, Johnson's real problem is with Joe Biden, not the governor of Texas. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.